Well, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, planetesimals, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about supernova. A supernova is a powerful and luminous explosion of a star. It has a plural form of supernovae or supernovas, and it's abbreviated SN or SNE. This transient astronomical event occurs during the last evolutionary stage of a massive star, or when a white dwarf is triggered into runaway nuclear fusion. The original object called Progenitor either collapses or collapses to a neutron star or black hole, or is completely destroyed. The peak optical luminosity of a supernova can be comparable to that of an entire galaxy before fading over several weeks or months. Supernovae are more energetic than novae. In Latin, nova means new, referring astronomical to what appears to be temporary new bright star, adding the prefix super distinguishes supernovae from ordinary novae, which are far less luminous. The word supernova was coined by Walter Braid and Fritz Zwicky in 1929. The last supernova to be directly observed in the Milky Way was the Kepler supernova in 1604, but the remnants of more recent supernovae have been found. Observation of supernovae in other galaxies suggests they are occurring in the Milky Way on average about 3 times every century. The supernovae will be almost certainly be observable with modern astronomical telescopes. The most recent naked eye supernova was SN1987A, which was explosion of a blue supergiant star in the Large Magellanic Cloud, a satellite of the Milky Way. Theoretical study indicate that the most supernovae are triggered by one of two basic mechanisms: the sudden reignition of nuclear fusion on the generated star, such as white dwarf, or the sudden gravitational collapse of a massive star core. In the first class event, the object's temperature is raised enough to trigger runaway nuclear fusion, completely disrupting the star. Possibly cause are an accumulation of material from binary companion through assertion or a stellar merger. In the massive star case, the core of a massive star may undergo sudden collapse when it's unable to produce sufficient energy from the fusion to counteract the star's own gravity. While some observed supernovae are more complex than these two simplified theories, the astrophysical mechanics are established and accepted by the astronomical community. Supernovae can expel several solar masses of materials at velocities up to several percent of the speed of light. This drives an expanding shock wave into surrounding interstellar medium, sweeping up expanding shell of gas, and thus observed as a supernova remnant. Supernovae are a major source of elements in the interstellar medium, from oxygen to rubidium. The expanding shock waves of supernova can trigger the formation of new stars. Supernova remnants may be a major source of cosmic rays. Supernovae may produce gravitational waves. Through dust, 4 gravitational waves has been detected. Only from the merger of black holes and neutron stars. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have supernova. I have dark matter. I have dark energy. I have Big Bang. Please have a copy of my book magazine. Available on Amazon, and my paperback and hardcover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope you like it. More to come, people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.